You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Because I can't take it. let you down. Just give me a chance and I'll clown. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I'll smile and frown. Come again, cause it's just my style. Yeah.
Your boy T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show. I'm glad you guys are here and rocking with me this morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. I think we got some rain earlier this morning, so I kind of woke up to that. You know, heard the rain a little bit, so you know it kind of, you know, the rain make you go back to sleep a little bit, kind of settles the rest of your body and everything. So again, this is T Smiley with the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, I'm glad you guys are here with me today. Y'all know how I do. I always start out the show with sports. I want to do something different. Just real quick, I want to read an article. But I believe I have a caller that's actually online. That's on right now with me, Mr. Roy. If you can hear me, Mr. Roy, you are live right here on the Cave Radio Show. What's going on, my friend?
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, man. What's going on, friend? How you doing, brother?
Not much. Just living life, living the dream, man.
Living the dream. Cool. So, I always start the show. I was just telling the listeners, Roy, I always start the show out talking about opening up with sports. You know what I'm saying? That's where we at. You know, we want to talk about sports, but I want to read an article real quick. An article, and then I'll tell you the reason why I read the article afterwards. Okay, so it says this article says police identify victim shot in Colorado Springs apartment complex. It said Colorado Springs police identified victim who was killed in a shooting this weekend, which was actually last weekend at Thrive apartment complex. The police say a 35-year-old Ebony Futrell was shot early Saturday morning at the apartment complex. Investigators say two groups at the apartment complex were involved in a dispute, at which point a suspect fired at least one round from a firearm hitting Futrell. The shooting is currently being investigated as a homicide, but no information about the suspect has been released. I wanted to talk about that story real quick because that story, the victim that actually had got shot was my cousin, my uncle's daughter. She actually got shot and killed, as you heard the story. And it was kind of crazy to me. So it's kind of crazy to me only because, you know, this particular cousin, I haven't met at all. And I was talking to an older cousin of mine, you know, related to him. I called him and he was telling me that he had actually talked to her a week before she got shot. And they were making plans to come down to, you know, Dallas or whatever, to kind of meet him. And then he told her about myself and my sister. So she was going to come down and we was going to all get a chance to meet each other for the first time. But unfortunately she got shot and killed. So I just wanted to put that out there. Y'all continue to pray for the Futrell family, T. Smiley, myself, and the Futrell family, because, you know, we never know from day to day, you know, what's going to happen, what's going on. You know, we got all this stuff that's going on, COVID. You know, we have COVID going on. We have, you know, just a lot of, you know, and everywhere, and it's kind of crazy that, you know, you get a message like that, and somebody take a life, you know, over something simple, something stupid, something crazy. So, you know, but anyway, Mr. Roy, moving right along. I wanted to talk about real quick. Let's see here. It's so much stuff that I wanted to talk about. The most recent one. The story I have was the altercation between Russell Westbrook and Rondo. You know, them boys don't get along no way. And so I think they had a game last night where it appeared Rondo and Russell, they got into it again, of course, and Rondo ended up being ejected from the game. Roy, did you see that? Did you catch that game? Or did you see any highlights on that?
No, I missed that. I got to go back and check ESPN.
Man, you know them boys. You know they very competitive. And Westbrook, you know he got a temper out this world, man. So so they were saying, let's see. I'm gonna read this. Washington Wizards guard Russell Westbrook unusually keeps it short when talking to the media, but he couldn't help but address the verbal spat with Atlanta Hawks Rondo on Friday. And so it says the aftermath of the Wizards 116-110 defeat, where the one-time MVP was ejected in the fourth period. Westbrook said he should have handled his emotions better. Now, if we all follow Westbrook, that don't even sound like nothing he would say. But it seems like he, you know, is starting to get a good head on his shoulders, man, and really kind of take responsibility of his actions. You know what I mean? Any other time he'll give you some cuss words here and there, and then he'll probably just, you know, he'll just walk off the interview or whatever. But you know, this time he said he probably should have controlled his emotions. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, all I guess, right. when you get a little bit older in life, you start to mature a little bit and figure out what's right and what's wrong and what's the best for you and your team.
I mean, not only that, but the dude been moving around on these basketball teams, so I mean, it's probably hitting his pockets too. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Probably hitting his pocket, you know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody got a high head, and they probably thinking, oh, well, I got the money to pay for this fine. I got the money to pay for that fine. So and let me say what I got to say, you know what I'm saying? But being on as many teams he's been on, you know, he probably, you know, he probably was like, you know what? Nah, I'm keeping my money this time. I'm gonna control myself. I'm gonna be cool. Listen, if you are calling in or if you are a listener online, this is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Our calling number is 563-999-3456. Listen, if you are on the line and you want to talk, if you want to have a comment or if you want to talk about a topic or whatever, hit the number one and we can bring you on in and we can chat. All right, this is the Cave Radio Show, so you know let's have fun. Let's conversate. So again, call back. The calling number is 563-999-3456. If you have something to say, if you want to talk about something, this is the Cave Radio Show. You know where we can talk and chat. Hit the number one. Let's talk. All right. So, again, I'm going to go further along with the story. He said, Russell made a comment saying, he said, honestly, it's more on me. I can't allow myself to stoop down to anybody's level, which is, you know, he said, that's not my character, who I am. I take full responsibility for all of that, although I don't care. I don't agree with the second tech, but that's neither here nor there. So, you know, arguing on the court, you know, being upset, stuff like that, you know, it's all good. You know, people, I mean, you have to have emotion when you're playing sports. I mean, without emotion, it's kind of like, eh, nobody want to watch that. You know what I mean? Another story I read up on was, you know, of course, you know, my boy LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? He can't do nothing wrong. In my eyes, he can't do nothing wrong. I don't care what y'all say. He can't do nothing wrong. He can't do nothing wrong. But anyway, you know, LeBron, he's been in the news lately, here recently, because the other night he was playing against, Philadelphia, and Joel Embiid, he went to score a basket, and LeBron pushed him out the air. He fell straight on his back, so he kind of hurt his back or whatever. A lot of people, you know, don't like that. A lot of people did not like that at all. They wanted to, you know, they wanted LeBron to get a technical foul. They wanted him to get ejected because of, you know, it showed that he pushed him out the air or whatever the case may be. But, you know, you still have some of those that saying, oh, that's, you know, it was an accident. I don't know. You know, I looked at the video. I seen the video. Honestly, it you know how some people, you know, once you feel a body on you, you know, you gotta play the foul, you know, just to see if you're gonna get the foul called or whatever the case may be. But this one actually did look like, you know, he was pushed, probably not as hard as he looked like he fell, but he was pushed. You know, LeBron, you gotta do better, my friend. You gotta do better, my friend. But anyway, he's been in the news with that, and on top of, they said that it was reported that an NBA fan, fans, LeBron James is a racist shirt incident, which security leads to remove during game report. So somebody had a shirt that said that he was a racist. All right. So it says LeBron James was reportedly met with an outraged NBA fan Wednesday night who was holding up LeBron is a racist and LeBron is a narcissist shirt during the Los Angeles game against the Cavaliers. His former team, Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, in that particular game, it was so many things that was going on with that. One, you know, he's playing his former team. Two, you know, when he goes up to make a shot and he misses it, and like the front office team was down on courtside and they was cheering, you know, yeah, you missed the shot, da 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 da, kind of taunting them. And so what happened was they taunted him to the max. And what he do after halftime, I think he was going into halftime, and he tried to shoot the shot and make it, but he missed it. And so the front office was, you know, they was cheering, you know, ha-ha, you missed it, LeBron, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. So he just kind of had a smirk on his face and walked on back there in the back. What did y'all think he did when he came back in there, when he came back? He came back second quarter and scored. And they won, and I think he scored 47 points that night. So you can't taunt the king, man. You can't do that. Y'all know what's gonna happen. He's gonna beat you by himself, or he's gonna beat you as a whole with the team. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I am a LeBron fan. That gets me going to this next one. What's his name? Anthony Davis. He had a strong statement about the new super team, Brooklyn Nets. He said that they possibly could be a threat. I don't know. Roy, what you think about that, man? You think Brooklyn Nets could be an actual possibly threat to the Lakers this year in the finals? Do you see that happening, or do you see another team besides the Lakers going up against Brooklyn, or if those two go?
I mean, the Nets has been building and rebuilding for I don't know how long. And then now they finally got a couple of good players, and they're trying to put something together. It looks like they can do something.
Man, so them boys looking solid, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I seen Kyrie. I seen him do a Euro on somebody. Oh my goodness, you talking about horrible, man. I was like, oh my goodness, boy. They cold, man. And then it's looking like what's his name? James Harden looks like he's doing some things too, man. That boy done already came over there and start scoring over 40 points, breaking records over there already. And it's like, dang, why we couldn't get that same energy over here in Houston? You know what I mean? Why we couldn't get that in Houston? Why we had to wait until we? But you know, it's all about where you want to be, where you want to play, where you want to perform.
Right.
So man, that's that, man. I mean, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy sports right now. Matter of fact, another question, Roy. I know you're a big fan of Dallas Cowboys. Excuse me, Dallas Cowboys. I would say. What are your thoughts on the Super Bowl this year? About who's going?
Super Bowl this year, man. Tom Brady has made it very clear he does not need the Patriots. He does not need Belichick. He can get it done on his own. And coming back and beating the Saints and Green Bay, those are two tough teams to get by. And that young man did what he had to do.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I'm hoping the Bucs can pull it off.
So you going for the Buck?
Yeah, man.
All right, listen. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I haven't been watching football. I haven't. But just to see Patrick Mahomes go back again this year. I'm sorry, I'm having to keep him in my pocket because, you know, there was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of doubt with that young man, but he's accomplished a lot. And to see him go back again for the second year, back-to-back, I'm hoping he pull it off only because, you know, he's a young player and a lot of people, you know, criticized, a lot of people didn't believe. But I believe, man, he came back for the second year, so, you know, hey. Second year, I believe he's gonna get it. Now, if he get it, this is gonna go down in history that Tom Brady lost to somebody that was 6 years old when he won his first Super Bowl championship. I think that's right. I heard that on the radio the other day when they was talking about you know, Patrick Mahomes was like six when Tom Brady won his first championship, which is crazy, you know. And now to see him playing, you know, against him for a Super Bowl for a ring, man, that's pretty cool. That's like when on Boston Celtics, the light skinned kid, you know, he took pictures with LeBron when LeBron first got in the league, and then now he's in the league playing against him. So, you know, it's pretty cool to see a story like that. what I'm gonna do real quick, I'm gonna play a quick song. When we come back, we're gonna be talking about this right here is a panty dropper singer, Trey Songz. He got arrested in Kansas City. So we're gonna talk about him real quick and see what the deal is with him, man. All right, y'all don't go nowhere. We're gonna listen, vibe out to some music real quick, and then when we come back, we're gonna be right back here. With more of the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio with your boy Tish, my love. Y'all hold it down.
I've been dreaming of you.
Tuned in to the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your boy T Smiley. I'm back here. We talked a few sports, and we had a little sports segment, you know. Now I want to go into some R&B, but with a twist, so to speak. Roy, you with me? Why he's getting his mic to get? Oh, okay. I hear you. Cool. All right. Now I wanted to talk about this real quick. Listen, before I get to talking, if you are on the line and you want to talk about something, hit the number one. You guys already called in. Call in number 563-999-3456. It could be something we already talked about, and you want to make a statement on that, or if you hear anything. If you want to talk about anything, just hit the number one and we can bring you in. You can chat right here with us right here on the Cave Radio Show, okay? So I said earlier before we went on break, I was talking, wanted to talk about Trey Songz. A couple things, you know. I want to ask this question before I go into it. Do you think people that are entertainers, singers, musicians, or whatever, do you think that they have what they call privilege anywhere just because of their name? Just because, you know, oh, I done made these songs, you probably done listened to my song or whatever. Do you think they got some kind of privilege and they feel like they're better than or greater than the next person?
I think they believe that as well. That they feel like, hey, I got a certain level of fame, certain level of followers, that I can get away with a couple things. I can get away with it.
Right. Listen, I want to bring this caller in. We have a question here. Caller, you're on the line. Matter of fact, is this my boy Richard? Hello? Mr. Reese, the Richard. Mr. Richard?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
What's going on? You guys doing okay? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. Good to have you right here on the Cave Radio Show. How you feeling
absolutely
today?
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here. I'm feeling fantastic. It's a rainy day, but it's definitely a good day for sure.
Cool. Well, Mr. Richard, I have you here with a good friend. His name is Roy. Did you hear the question that I just asked about, you know, privilege, if you're kind of an entertainer or, you know, a performer or whatever? Do you feel like they have, well, do you feel like they think they have, you know, free range to do whatever they want to do?
So I think that's it's an interesting question, right? I think that depends on the environment. And I can speak from mm-hmm. both personal experience as being on the receiving side, as in, you know, I kind of had free reign of an environment or situation I was in. And then also from an engineering standpoint, whenever I've had to cater to, you know, an artist or entertainer. And I think that when you're around a group of people, especially if you have, you know, whatever amount of resources, the situation that you put yourself in could lead you to being around people that essentially let you kind of do what you want, you know, because the thought process, you know, let's say you have somebody with money, they could say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go and do this illegal activity or whatever the case, because I have the money to bail myself out the very second I go in. So, you know, it's almost like they feel like they have a card because they simply have the means to do so. But you also have situations where you have people who understand, hey, you know, this is just a moment in time and I'm just providing a service to my fan base. And you don't find people with that kind of godlike complex where they feel like they can just walk all over people or be exempt from rules or, you know, having respect for other people. So I definitely think it depends on the environment. And then looking at kind of how Trey Songz and knowing his track record, he definitely seems like somebody who, you know, kind of targets people or environments where, you know, he can take advantage of them. And I think that so far, you know, recently he's kind of been getting called out for it. But I guess from what we're, you know, finding out or we're about to find out, whatever it happened, it seems as though he hadn't learned from his past lessons. So.
Cool.
Hate to see that.
So with that being said, it says, now I'm just reading this article. It says new footage of Trey Songz's arrest at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, on Sunday has surfaced. It said the video, which was obtained by TMZ, showed the new angle of the 36-year-old altercation with a police officer. As noted by the outlet, Trey appears to throw the first punch after being approached by the Kansas City police officer. Now I'm gonna stop right there. He better be lucky he just got stopped. I mean, he just it stopped right there and then go to, you know what I'm saying? Like physical force action. You know, you threw the first punch at the police? Really?
Wow. Yeah. And that just shows you the type of, I feel like, either number one, the type of person that I think is really lying underneath, you know, because, you know, regardless as to whatever kind of, you know, was going on in the background, regardless of, you know, substances or whatever, you know, at the end of the day, my first reaction in any kind of altercation is not to steal off on somebody. So, you know, I think that just kind of shows, you know, the type of environment.
Don't swing first.
Man,
don't swing
you know, like, man, come on now. I don't even know.
Roy, what you thinking? What you think about that, Roy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a police officer. That's who you're not supposed to swing on first.
Right.
Come on, man. At the very top of the list of people not to swing on first is probably the police officer right there at number one. That's a recipe for instant, you know, whooping, to put it nicely.
Right. I'm gonna keep reading because it's crazy. It's crazy to me. It says according to TMZ, the singer was first approached by stadium security three different times about asking to wear a mask before the officer was called to intervene. Now, there's COVID going on, and a while back, I think this fool had COVID. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say fool, but I think he had COVID a while back. And so you mean to tell me you went in there without a mask, to a football game, and then they had to ask you three times to put your mask on. Didn't you? He should have learned the first time.
Yeah, I feel like, anyway, you know, especially in a time like this, man, people just feel, you know, as if they're kind of entitled, which, I mean, you know, it's hard to admit it, but to an extent I understand it. Like, as me as a person in one of those sensitive groups, my thought process is just because you can do something, I don't think you should, right? So the thought process is, hey, they're letting people into these football games, knowing that this is obviously something big enough to have shut down the world, you know, on more than one occasion, so you would kind of think whatever the rules and regulations are, let's just go with that so we can get back to doing fully, you know, as we can. But for someone to go and just, you know, under whatever circumstance, well, you can't, it's like, well, we really can't tell you what to do. If you're here in our stuff and our establishment under our rules and regulations, you got to do what we say, or you're going to have to leave.
Or get out.
And some people, you know, I think some people get the lines mixed up between my God-given right versus this is the rules of the place that you're at right now, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So it says in new footage, which appears to have been taken by a security camera, you see the KCPD officer show up and talk to Trey for about 90 seconds before he walks around to try to seemingly escort Trey out of the section, TMZ reported. However, Trey appeared to move down his row before engaging in some sort of physical altercation with the officer. Trey, who appeared maskless in the footage, was ultimately wrestled to the ground by the officer and even placed in a headlock at one point before police backup arrived. The singer was arrested for trespassing, resisting arrest, and assaulting a police officer.
Man. You think he was in there singing, no. I mean, really, man, it's just really inexcusable. You would just think at a certain point, man, just like as a grown-up, you would think, like, man, let's just follow the rules and just kind of do what people are, you know, asking to do. I don't think that just, you know, especially in a setting like that, just put your mask on, man. I feel like there's so many things, you know, the same thing that would make something an issue, you know, no matter how big or how small, you could look at it inversely as to why it's not that big. It's like, man, well, they're making me put my mask on. It's like, yeah, but all they're asking you to do is put your mask on. You know what I mean? They're not asking you to, you know, stand up in front of everybody and demonstrate how to do it or no kind of, they're not singling you out. They just tell you to put your mask on, you know? So the first question, like that type of privilege, because keep in mind, if you've been as famous as long as he has and had the type of career success that he's had, you probably tell somebody to get you a glass of water, you don't have to say it twice, you know what I mean? Or people probably just know when you show up, you know, people have, like, you know, writers or different things like that. It's like, hey, for me to even show up to your establishment, I got to have this many bottles of this or, you know, this type of food. So he's probably used to people just knowing who he is and having that, you know, exemplary treatment. And I guess now he was treated like a regular person, and I think he probably forgot what that felt like.
Yeah, he had to get a reality check. That's what we call a reality check, just because you got
there it
money.
Is.
And just you can say, and you been around. That don't mean the rules don't apply to you. Put the mask
he
on,
found out.
Man.
You gonna learn today?
You gonna learn today? What'd you say? What'd you say, Richard? You gonna learn today? You gonna learn today,
man.
Listen,
really hate to see that.
That's pretty bad, man. That's pretty unfortunate. Real quick, I want to talk about one thing. I want to say this. Richard is an intern here at We Talk Radio. He is actually going to be working alongside me, myself, and I feel like Richard is, you know, I feel like Richard been here for a while. Richard, cool people. He cool fans. So I appreciate you, Richard, for being on. I appreciate you for being on, man. One thing I want to talk about before we get out of here, I want to talk about Heels on the Move to Heal. It's our sister station, our sister business for We Talk Radio. Heels on the Move to Heal is a nonprofit organization that caters to women, men, children, boy, girl, domestic violence, and sexual assault. Yesterday, we had the privilege, Richard, to go and go to the Denton County Friends of the Family out in Denton, and to give them the donations of shoes, shoes, clothes, whatever, to this organization for, you know, for people that's in need. You know, they get out the house. If they have to leave the same day, they can leave with some shoes. And one thing that one particular shoe that they had out there, I know for sure that somebody's gonna love is the Mando shoes, the shoes that I modeled on the show, and our sponsor, Mando shoes. We got pairs of shoes out there. We have children's shoes. We had men's shoes. I mean, it was just a great experience yesterday to go out there and deliver all those shoes to people in need. So I just wanted to talk about that real quick. Shout out to Heels on the Move to Heal, Miss Kia D, the founder. Shout out to her.
Shout out.
Another, we're going to go back to sports real quick, but we're gonna come back here to Plano. So, Ashley, again, Miss Kia D has some nephews on the team out here in Louisville, man. It's pretty cool because I've went to a couple of these games, and let me tell you, it's three brothers on the same team. Could y'all, on varsity, could y'all imagine if y'all had two other brothers and y'all was in playing sports and y'all, all of y'all were on the same team?
Man,
pretty cool, right?
That's
pretty cool.
Almost.
Right. But can you imagine the competitions at the house before the game? You know what I'm saying? The competition and practice. You know what I'm saying? You can't even walk around the house without somebody probably trying to joke on you or clown you about basketball, or, oh man, you missed this layup. Oh man, you missed that dunk, dude. Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that?
Man,
it's crazy, man. But they're all on the same team out here in Louisville, man. I had a privilege to go watch them play a couple games. Ashley, you know what? We have Miss Kia D right here live. She wants to talk about this part of the of our segment here. So I'm gonna bring her in right now and let her speak to us all.
What's up, Cave Radio Show listeners? I just want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak on the show. I love it. Listen, I've been seething every Saturday. I sit back, I listen, just like a lot of women do. We got a lot to say. I want to talk about LeBron James, like all kind of stuff. But anyways, this y'all show. I'm going to let it be. I'll sit back and tune into the comments. It's all good. But real quick, I wanted to let y'all know there is something very, very special happening in Louisville, Texas. Shout out to Louisville High School. They have three of the most incredible and amazing firehouses and powerhouses on their team, on the varsity team. My nephew Kylan, my nephew Traylon, and the youngest nephew, he's 15, Princeton. Shout out to each of them for doing something so amazing and so spectacular. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep believing. Keep dreaming. Keep flying. You are going to make it. This is so spectacular. Like TJ said, think about it if you were a young man. T. Smiley said, think about if you're a young man and you had two brothers on your team with you. Imagine the things that you could do. So this is what they're doing right now. So I just wanted to, you know, let y'all know, you know, we have some amazing things happening right here at home. We don't have to watch it from afar. It is happening so local. It's so amazing. And you guys can be a part of it too. So y'all can check out the games. If you don't want to go be a part of the games, that's fine. Everybody's social distancing. But make sure y'all check them out online. It's Louisville High School right here in Texas, North Texas. So thank you so much, Mr. Smiley. Thank you so much to the Cave Radio Show listeners and fans and Hot Topic panelists. Y'all are doing an amazing job. Thanks for allowing me the opportunity to be here.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it first from Miss Kia D, founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network. Happy to have her on board. You know what I'm saying? Listen. If y'all was in the studio right now, even on Saturdays, man, when we talking about different things, she'd be right here on the edge of the seat. She'd be trying to talk, and I'd be telling her, come on, get on. She'd be like, no, this y'all show. So, listen, she got a chance to talk today. I'm glad she was able to talk about that piece right there. Unfortunately, we are at the end. We are at the end of our show. I'm so glad you guys called in. I'm so glad, Richard, you were able to call in. And all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Y'all can listen and follow us on www.wetalkradio.com. You can go Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then on YouTube. You go to We Talk Radio Network on YouTube, okay?
And we're giving out money next month.
Oh, and we're giving out money next month. Listen. I know y'all like free money. Today is the 30th. Today is the last day of January, okay? So tomorrow's the last day. Starting Monday, you guys have to tune in and listen to every show. And the reason why, you want to be able to listen into the shows because we're going to be talking about, of course, Black History Month. We're going to be talking about the heart awareness and health and love, okay? All that in the month of February. But the special reason why you have to call and listen in to the show is because we're going to be giving out money. But the way you can win this money, the only way you can win this money is you have to listen in. We're going to be saying keywords. So when we're going to be talking or whatever, every show we're going to be doing a keyword. So that keyword could be, you know, you or we or it or something like that. But when we say it, we're only going to be saying it one, maybe twice. We're going to spell it out for you, then we're going to keep moving on. So at the end of every week, if you listen to all the shows, you can email us the keywords. And if you got all those keywords, guess what? You get $100 free money. It's just that simple, all right? I know y'all like free money. I like free money, too. Wish I could do it, but I'm on the show. I'm the one telling the show. So, you guys call in if y'all want to have a chance to win in the month of February. Every week you have an opportunity to win. Now check this out. If you don't, by the end of the week, if nobody give us that email, send us the email with the keyword, one lucky person will have a chance to win all of, at the end of the month, one person be able to win $500. $500. Now, don't be that person that don't call in and just wait and, you know, want to see if you can get that $500 at the end of the month. Nah, don't do that. Get you $100 a week, man. Get you $100 a week. It's just that simple. Just listen to our shows, all right? So with that being said, excuse me. With that being said, as we always do, I want to end it out with the word of prayer. As we always do, we always want to end out the show, you know, giving God the glory and the honor that's due unto him. So without any further ado, Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning. We thank you for just protecting us all throughout the year, all throughout the week, God, actually all throughout the last 2020. And so, God, we thank you for just bringing us over here on this 2021, God. We thank you for just giving us a breath of fresh air, God, breath of life. We ask that you just continue to be with us, God. Be with us throughout the week, God. Be with us, you know, as we go out, do our things throughout the day-to-day. Keep us safe in your protective arms, God. And, God, I ask that you just bring us back here at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight for Mind, Body, and Soul with our host, Big Joe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good day.
Amen. Y'all have a good day.
This is We Talk Radio.
Money stay in my pocket, girl, I'm like a walking bank. Tell me what you're
drink. Tell me what you think. If I go get these bottles, we go alcohol and things. Calling all the girls, do you hear me? All around the world, city to city. Cheers to the girls or deuce to the guys. Now I got a chicken and a goose and a rag, getting loose and a rat. Hey, hey, look, 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 move to the move to the move to the side.
Rum, Trey. I was like, yo, Trey, do you think you could buy me a bottle of rosé? Okay, let's get it now. I'm with a bad bitch, keys his friends. I don't say hi, I say key to the bin. Key to the bin, key to the bin. Muff, muff, I got B to the 10. If a try to get cute, I'm a snuffer. Double out of money, out of done, y'all fucker. Fucker, fucker, then y'all fucker. Then I'ma go and get my Louis Vuitton fucker. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm really such a lady. I've got young money, you know, Slim. Baby, and we be doing donuts while we waving. Let's beat, beat, beat. We give a lot of money to the babies out in Haiti, yelling all around the world. Do you hear me? Do you like my body? Anna Nikki. Rest in peace to Anna Nicole Smith. Yes, my dear, you're so explosive. Say hi to Mary, Mary, and Joseph. Now bottoms up and double my dollars.
Bottoms up, bottoms up.
With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected, stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.